the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us as we bring you the next installment in our verse-by-verse study of the Gospel of John, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. But before that, as most of you know, we have some beautiful Christmas cards each year, and it's getting closer to Christmas, and I wanted to let you know that we do have a very nice selection of Christmas cards this year, so contact us to find out more. But we do have a long message today, so I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Green.
Now, gracious Heavenly Father, direct us as we open thy word and study today. I realize, dear Heavenly Father, that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Therefore, if there is any eternal good accomplished today, it must be as the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart and through these lips to those who listen in the great unseen radio audience. Have thine own way, for Jesus' sake, amen. John chapter 8 and in verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Now, there is a tremendous message in that verse of Scripture. You see, previously Jesus had said to the same group, it is recorded in the same portion of this chapter, in John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Now, in verse 13, the Pharisees said in everyday language, you are a liar. Now, you say, Brother Green, I don't see that in the Word of God. Well, now, let me show it to you. In John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. You know, John the Baptist said, well, of course, he told this same group, he said, I'm not the light, I have come to bear witness of the light. John said, I'm just a voice. Now Jesus said, I am the light, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Then when Jesus had made that statement, the religious leaders of his day, the Pharisees, said to Jesus, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Now, if I give to you a statement on the radio that's not true, then it's a lie. There is no such thing as half-truth or middle-of-the-road truth. You either tell the truth or you lie. So they said, you are not bearing record of the truth. Therefore, they said, you are a liar. You're lying. You're speaking lies. You say you are the light of the world, but you're not the light of the world. You are lying. Now then, not only did they say that, but in chapter 6 and other places in the Gospel of John, they accused Jesus of being an illegitimate, and they accused him of being a child of fornication. Now listen, beloved. This group heard John the Baptist speak, and they saw John the Baptist. They heard Jesus speak, and they saw the miracles that he worked, the feeding of the 5,000, and of course many, many other outstanding miracles, but they did not believe. Now Jesus said, or he is saying here in this verse that I've just read, Then said Jesus unto them, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the rulers, the religious people, he said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know, when you lift up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I do, in other words, that I do nothing of myself. Now he said, the things that I speak and the things that I do, he said, the Father, I work and the Father works, and I am in the Father and the Father in me, and so on. And so he said, when you lift me up, you'll know that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Now, today, I'd like to point out to you what happened, and I want you to see the results. When Jesus was lifted up, of course, the lifting up means the crucifixion. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Now that's in John 12, and we are told there that he said this, signifying the death that he should die. And of course, we know that he was lifted up. He was nailed to the cross. He told Nicodemus in John 3, he said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now then, if we can see what happened, and if we can discover what happened, when Jesus was lifted up, we'll see what he's talking about. Now they followed him, they watched him, they heard him, and they criticized him, and on many occasions they attempted to kill him, stone him, push him over the precipice, and so on. But Jesus said, "When you lift me up, then my Father will tell you who I am." You'll realize that the Father is speaking, and you'll realize that I'm doing these things as the Father hath taught me. Now, the best, or the one that I like best, the record, is in Matthew 27. Of course, each of the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all speak of the lifting up or the crucifixion. Now, in John, rather in Matthew 27, we're studying John, but we are now in Matthew 27. In verse 35, "They crucified him and parted his garments, cast in lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, 'They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots,' and sitting down they watched him." There, sitting down they watched him. Now listen, this is the very crowd that had followed him, they had watched him, they had heard him ever since the day John baptized Jesus in Jordan. They watched him. They kept their eyes open, not that they might learn more about him, but that they might find something to accuse him with, that they might do away with him. Now in verse 37, this is Matthew 27, 37. "They put over his head," this is Jesus, King of Jews. That was mockery. "They put a little plaque up over his head. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. Then two thieves were crucified with him, one on the right hand, one on the left." Two thieves, Jesus right in the middle. Now, you see, these people who are sitting there, they had studied Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah. Of course, Nicodemus was the teacher in Israel, and these other men had listened to him teach, and they had studied these books. And of course, Isaiah 53 tells us that he would die with the rich and make his grave, or with the wicked, make his grave with the rich. And he died between two thieves, and he was buried. That is, his body was placed in a rich man's tomb. But in spite of it all, they would not listen, they would not see, they would not hear. All right, now verse 39. "They that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, 'Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be Son of God, come down from the cross.'" If you are the Son of God, come down and we'll believe on you. "Likewise, the chief priest." Now look, the chief priest mocking him, "and the scribes and the elders said, 'He saved others, himself cannot save.'" Mocking, see. "He saved others." Oh yes, that's the fellow that talked about saving people, but he can't even save himself. Now that's true. He didn't come to save himself. He did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He couldn't save himself. If he had saved himself, you and I would be lost, and all men would be lost and would be destined to spend eternity in hell. He could not save himself. "If he be King of the Jews, Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we'll believe him." No, no, no. Jesus does not put on spectacular events, or he does not work spectacular miracles that men might believe. You believe and he'll work a miracle in your heart, but he doesn't work miracles to put on a demonstration to prove to you that he is the Son of God. Now watch this. "He trusted in God, let him deliver him now." Now I want you to see this, because this is the beginning. Jesus said in John 8:28, "When you fellows get me on the cross, when you nail me to the cross, when you lift me up, then God Almighty will tell you who I am. I can't tell you. You won't listen to me. You won't see the miracles. You won't hear the words. You will pay no attention to me. But when you nail me to a cross, my Father will tell you. My Father will show you who I am." Now, in verse 43, this is Matthew 27:43, "They shouted out," he trusted in God, "let God deliver him now, if God will have him. For he said, I'm Son of God." Now watch this. I'm not adding to the Bible. You watch it. In verse 43, he, that's Jesus, trusted in God, that's God the Father. Let him, that's God, he trusted in God, let God deliver him, Jesus. Now, if he, Jesus, will, that is, if he, God, will have him, Jesus. If God wants him, if he's God's son, let God do something, because he said, I'm the son of God. Now the thieves, two thieves, they that crucified with him, they cast the same in his teeth. Now that's a very strong statement. In other words, they looked straight in his face, and with a hiss and a snarl, they said, yeah, he said, I'm the son of God. He trusted in God. Why don't God do something? And that's when God Almighty did something. Now remember the verse we're studying today, John 8:28. Jesus said, when you fellows get me on the cross, when you lift me up, then you'll know, my Father will tell you, you'll see, you'll know that I'm not doing these things of myself, but I do the things that the Father hath taught me. You'll know when you lift me up. So now he's lifted up. All right, what happened? When the thieves cast the same in the teeth of Jesus, what happened? From the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until or unto the ninth hour. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour. Now that's 3 solid hours. From the sixth hour, that's noon. And that's when the sun shines the brightest, noontime. From the brightest time of the day until mid-afternoon, 3 o'clock, it was dark. I mean dark, beloved, total darkness. It was so dark that, of course, when God put out the light, God put out all the lights, and it was so dark that a man could not see his hand in front of his eyes. Now, it happened at high noon, the brightness of the day, and it continued for 3 solid hours. Now, remember, Jesus said, when you fellows lift me up, my Father will tell you who I am. So it was dark. Now, you know and I know, if all the lights, the sun, and if it never shined again, if there was never light again, you know and I know that the animal kingdom would die, the plant kingdom would die, and human beings would die. There could be no life without light. Light is absolutely necessary for life. But now, just a minute. Listen to me. Listen carefully. The thing that makes this so significant, so outstanding, is that the man on the cross who said, I am the light of the world, and they said, you are a liar. You're not the light of the world. You bear witness of yourself, and your testimony is a lie. It's not true. It's a lie. And he said, when you fellows lift me up, my Father, God Almighty will tell you who I am. Now, as he hangs on a cross, bleeding and dying, the lights go out. The sun refuses to shine. The moon refuses to shine. The stars refuse to shine. There is no light. And it happened while the man bleeds, while he's dying, that said, I am the light of the world. Now let me tell you something, sinner. I'm talking now to sinners, unbelievers, good and bad. What do I mean by good? I mean honest, upright, clean, moral people. And there are a lot of sinners. A lot of sinners are honest, upright. They, so far as morals and so far as their character is concerned, they're good. So far as man can be good, they're good. But they're not saved. They're sinners. They're unbelievers. They've never been born again. Let me say this to you. If the Word of God cannot convince you, if God's goodness to you cannot convince you, if my preaching can't convince you, if the preaching of all God's preachers can't convince you, one day God will deliver a sermon that you'll understand, and you'll be convinced, but it'll be too late. It'll be too late. It'll be too late. Listen, I don't find any record where the masses fell on their knees around the cross and begged God to save them. No, no. No, the centurion did, and the folks who were with him, they called on God, but the masses, the multitudes, didn't call on God. No, no. But Jesus said, my Father will testify, then you'll know. And he did. God turned out the lights. Now look, that means physical life is finished. And you see, those dear people didn't know that the lights would come back on at 3 o'clock. They didn't know that. They did not know whether the light would ever shine again or not. And the thing that made it so significant and so outstanding, it occurred while the man was dying who said, I am the light of the world. Now I must hurry. In verse 46, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some said he's calling for Elias, and they put a sponge on a stick, and they filled it with vinegar, and they put it to his mouth. And some of them said, let him alone, and let's see if Elias will come to save him. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and yielded up the ghost. Now, John tells us that he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He gave up the ghost. That is, Jesus literally took his life in his own hands and handed his life, he passed his life to God. And he died. Now look at verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. All right. So when Jesus gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple was split wide open from top to bottom, not bottom to top. And I've said this on the radio many times. This veil was at least 1 inch thick, pure linen, hand woven. It was handmade, 1 inch thick, pure linen. And these dear people knew that no human hands could have ripped that veil from top to bottom. And the thing happened, the thing that makes it so outstanding, it happened when the man was dying who had told these people that he was their high priest. He had come from the Father to make intercession for them. He was the Lamb. John said, behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb. Well, you know the story of the Holy of Holies, the veil, and the priest. You know about that. Well, now Jesus, dying on the cross, the veil rent in twain from top to bottom, and finished is written across the religion of the dear people who said, you're not the light of the world, you're not the Lamb of God, you're not the Messiah, we know who you are an illegitimate, you're a product of fornication. And Jesus said, when you lift me up, God the Father will tell you, God the Father will testify, and you'll know that I'm not doing these things myself, but I speak as the Father hath taught me. So, we have physical life finished. We have religion finished because the veil is rent. And without the veil, in other words, it meant sudden death for anyone except the high priest to go behind the veil. Now the veil is split from top to bottom, and anyone can step into the Holy of Holies. All right, I must hurry because there's one more thing I want you to see before my time is gone for the sermon. Now, in verse 52, the graves were O-P-E-N-E-D, opened, graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, graves were opened, and many, B-O-D-I-E-S, bodies, many bodies, not ghosts, not angels, not spirits, but just bodies, many bodies of the saints which slept, bodies slept, and the bodies of the saints arose and came out of the graves. Now, this was after his resurrection. He was raised on the third day, and immediately the graves were opened, saints, where the bodies of saints were buried, and the bodies of saints came out of the graves. Now, watch it. And went into the holy city and appeared unto many. The bodies of saints arose, and the bodies came out of the graves, and the bodies went into Jerusalem and walked up and down the streets of Jerusalem. And it happened when the man came back from the dead who said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection. And they heard him when he stood at the tomb of Lazarus. When he talked to Mary, they knew that Jesus had declared that he was the resurrection, that he would come back from the dead. And this is the man that said, I am the light of the world. And they said, you are a liar. You're not the light of the world. He said, I am your priest. They said, you're not, you're an illegitimate. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. They said, you're the product of fornication. But Jesus said, when you fellows lift me up, God the Father will tell you. And God has told them. Now look. Now when the centurion, and they that were with him watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this man was the Son of God. truly this man was the Son of God. Now, so far as I know, the centurion, who was a Gentile, he was a Roman, a Gentile, he and the men with him were the only persons converted. Now, there is such a thing as saying no to God one time too many. And of course, these Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes and elders and rulers had turned him down so many times, and they had called him an illegitimate, a product of fornication, a liar, and an impostor. And so even when God did tell them that this was no ordinary man, so far as we have in the record, they still did not believe on him. They didn't fall down around the cross and beg God to have mercy on them. No. But praise God, the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus, when they saw these things and when they witnessed the earthquake and they saw Jesus cry out and give up the ghost and they saw the veil rent in twain from top to bottom, they saw the darkness. Praise God. The centurion and the men with him believed and they confessed, truly, this man was the Son of God. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, is born of God. 1 John 5:1 and following. Now remember, these men in John 8, these men in John 8 had witnessed the miracles of Jesus. They had seen him in action. They heard his wonderful words of life, but they said, you are an imposter, you're a counterfeit, you are an illegitimate, you're a product of fornication, and when you say you're the light of the world, you're a liar, you're not the light of the world. And Jesus said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Now let me urge you by the radio. If you're not a believer, hear the word of God. Believe on Jesus and let Jesus save you right now. Don't wait until God preaches you a sermon, an illustrated sermon with a casket or with a catastrophe or a tragedy or something else to wake you up. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ this very moment and he'll wash your sins away. He'll save your soul. And you'll know it. But if you refuse to believe, one of these days, God will preach a sermon that you'll understand, but it'll be too late. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the shed blood of his cross, and through the word of God, save every soul that's under conviction. Save every soul that's calling upon Jesus now. Reclaim the backslidden, revive the indifferent, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Thank you for tuning in with us today. I hope you were blessed as you listened to today's message. And I am so thankful for all of you who listen to the Gospel Hour. For truly, without you listening and supporting us, the Gospel Hour would not be here, and many, many souls would be lost that have been saved through the ministry. So every dollar you donate, every prayer that you pray for us is helping to save souls. So please keep up your prayers and your donations as the Lord leads. And with that in mind, I do have a new gift offer for you for this week and next. Gift offer P, containing three great items, a new item on CD that we are just now offering for the first time, then a book of sermons by my dad, and finally, 10 copies of a 4-page tract that I know you will use in your community. And it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more if you can. The Lord will bless you for that. And if you would like to order several sets of Offer P, you may certainly do so. Just tell me how many sets that you want, and please send a donation of at least $20 for each set that you order. And in return, I'm going to send you 10 copies of the 4-page tract Have You Heard by my father, Dr. Green. A very catchy title. Everyone says, have you heard? And then you want to know what they said. And that's, of course, this one is about salvation and how to be saved. 10 copies. I hope you'll order more after you receive these and use them where you live. Then we have a book of sermons by my dad, Glimpses of Heaven, 164 pages, perfect bound book. There are 5 sermons in this book that I have chosen that my dad preached on heaven at different times in his ministry. And I know that you'll enjoy each and every one of these. There is a foreword that I wrote for the book. I hope you'll read that too. Then finally, we have The Gospel in a Nutshell. 2 sermons by my dad preached on different days and different times, but they go so well together. We put them together on a CD along with several songs to enjoy after you listen to the messages. The Gospel in a Nutshell. I know you'll enjoy that. So, to get all 3 of these items, just ask for Gift Offer P and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.